We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Scott, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. This is getting a little weird, but thank you for having me.
Well, that's right. I'm thinking of the role, though. You are. Scott, that impressed me. I'm standing there in Kensington, and I've lived in the city all my life, but that particular area there, and Sam Orapisa, who was one of the hosts, had to move those giant orange pillars outside just to park my car, you know. So a woman asking you something from the main line, I wish I had videoed that. That was, we're winning right there in front of me to see that. It was remarkable.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be back at some point. I am coming to Allegheny County tonight in Pittsburgh, and I just posted this all over my social media. And this upcoming week, the 16th and the 17th, I'll be going to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, as well as North Hampton. So if you're in the area tonight or the 16th or 17th, would love to see all of y'all.
Where are you going to be in Bucks County, Scott, on the 16th and 17th?
County, is we're doing actually kind of like a mail-in ballot request party. You know, there's going to be hot dogs and music, et cetera. This is at the American Legion in Doylestown in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And the reason why this is so important and why I'm focusing so hard on Bucks County is we are 1,700 voters away from flipping this county. And if anybody knows PA, they know that Bucks is the quintessential purple swing county that barely voted for Hillary, barely voted for Biden. And the fact that 2 years ago there were 9,000 more D's than R's, but now there's only 1,700, I think shows that people are tired of Joe Biden and his dangerous agenda.
And you get the psychology of this. That's what I was talking about. If people see that flips on paper, they get fired up. They realize they're not alone. They realize the tide is not going the other way in Bucks County. It's going the Scott Presler way. So the 16th and 17th, do you have times? Is that at night, Scott?
This is in the evening, yes. So for Bucks County, American Legion and Doylestown from 5 to 8 p.m., and then I've been invited for my first ever rendezvous in Northampton County, and that's going to be at their American Legion in Wingap starting at 6 o'clock, doors open.
Okay. Now, I wanted to clarify all this stuff on Twitter. So I first see about the hot tubs. You're going to be able to put one in to your new home, given the NBC attack. But on deck, you've been told a Politico and New York Times. So did Politico and New York Times at least interview you?
No, none of these organizations have, well, fake news peddlers, let's call them what they are, fake right. news propagandists. No one has reached out to me, and it's not like I would, quite frankly, give them the details anyway, and they don't have the story correct, and that's fine. Let them post their propaganda while I'm out registering voters, closing the gap in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, coming to counties all over the state, and that's fine.
So it must be you're on their radar screen, Scott. I mean, it's the compliment.
Absolutely.
They do not go after somebody who is not having major impact. They want to target people. Particularly, I think the targeting has to do with Pennsylvania, too, because this is really the capstone to win this state. And that's why they're going to do this.
Well, yeah, they just brought up my name on CNN, too. And again, I mean, I do want to give a shout out to NBC, because if they had not peddled that fake news story, I wouldn't be able to buy a hot tub. And so I get my monetization soon from Elon Musk's ex, either today or tomorrow. And fingers crossed, you know, from their continued clicks and likes and shares from propping up my name out there, I'm hoping for a washer and dryer. So let's go.
There's a line from the interview. It is remarkable. I don't think I've covering this all these years, Scott, seen anything as remarkable as this. And you're engaging people. So one of your goals right now, before the election, certainly this is doable, is to flip Bucks County, certainly on the radar screen. But you had people all over the place influencing in all kinds of swing states, even though they've never set foot there, by encouraging other people to get out there and volunteer and show what they're doing. What's the best thing for people to do to find Scott Presler and to get into action?
Well, to give you an idea, so this weekend we're going to an Amish auction in Perry County tomorrow in Perry. And so we are continuing our engagement with the Amish community. We're also going to be at a gun show in Coryville, Pennsylvania. And then Crawford with Sam Feely, they're having their GOP banquet. Mercer County is having their banquet in Southwest Pennsylvania. And President Trump is coming to Schnecksville. I mean, he's coming this weekend, tomorrow, to Allentown, to Lehigh Valley. This is a very critically important area where we also have a very large Puerto Rican community as well. And so with my organization, Early Vote Action, yes, we're doing the gun shows, the farmers markets. We're even doing gas station voter registration. And so I'm asking people to go out to their local gas station, to their local Wawa or Sheetz with a sign that says, paint at the pump, vote Trump. And go out there overtly with all of your Republican gear. Let's register voters. Let's show the difference between President Trump, you know, who had a great economy and who made life affordable, versus Joe Biden and his economy, which is unaffordable. And it's really taking a toll on working moms and dads. And so if people want to learn more about how to get active, you can go to earlyvoteaction.com, which is my organization, earlyvoteaction.com. And my Twitter or X is at Scott Presler, S-C-O-T-T-P-R-E-S-L-E-R. And the one thing, though, is I do have to give a shout out. My best friend, J.D. Longo, mayor of Slippery Rock, he's getting married tomorrow, which is the only reason why I can't go to President Trump's rally. And so, J.D., I'm mad at you, buddy. You should have rescheduled that wedding for President Trump.
Oh, I'm sure he would give you a massive shout-out. Dan wants to know, have you become an Amish celebrity with all the milking and all that?
Well, I love the idea, Scott, that yeah. you become such a celebrity on Twitter, which is a purely yeah. digital medium. But then also on the other side of things, I feel like people come out in the Amish community when they hear, you know, from word of mouth that Scott Presler is going to be there. Is that something that's developed over time?
Well, you know, I'm sure there is some talk about this 6'5", long-haired, cowboy boots-wearing guy that keeps coming back over and over to Juniata and to Mifflin and to Amish communities all over. But I will say that it's working. I want to give a shout-out to Chairwoman Juanita Beiler of Mifflin County. If you're in the Mifflin area, please join the Republican Party there, because if you go to her Twitter, which is at Mifflin, C-O-G-O-P, you'll see almost every single day another 2 voter registrations, another 3 voter registrations from the Amish community. These are people that have never voted ever, ever. And the seed planting that we're doing is already producing results. And so I hope that campaigns, I hope that people across Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Virginia and everywhere else that we have Amish communities are seeing what we're doing here so they can replicate it in their states and counties.
Absolutely. Scott, enjoy the wedding. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us as always.
Hey, thanks to y'all.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.